USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The waters moved on in Ellicott City, Maryland after intense flash flooding on Sunday, but it's revealed even worse damage than what the floodwaters wrought 2 years ago. The historic city's main street busy yesterday as crews were inspecting buildings and hauling away vehicles that had been thrown around like toys. That is hope dimmed that a Maryland National Guardsman, 39-year-old Edison Herman, would be found alive after disappearing in the raging waters while helping a woman look for a cat.
We aggressively tried to search for him, but we're unable to, and we're still continuing that search as we speak.
That's the Howard County, Maryland Police Chief. Meanwhile, what was subtropical storm Alberto is now a depression, but two TV journalists from South Carolina were killed as they covered the story in North Carolina yesterday when a tree toppled onto their SUV. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I'm not just a conservative talk show host, I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The Department of Health and Human Services says the government did not actually lose track of nearly 1,500 migrant children who entered the United States. The department's deputy secretary saying what happened is the children's sponsors haven't responded to calls from HHS to check on the children. The official says many times sponsors, who often are the children's parents or other relatives, don't answer phones because they're in the U.S. illegally. The White House sending signals that that summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader is still likely going to happen after all. In a discussion of a telephone call that the president had with Japan's prime minister over the weekend, the White House says the two talked about Trump's expected meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Last week, the president canceled the summit scheduled for June 12th in Singapore because of what he said was harsh rhetoric coming from North Korean officials.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Virginia Congressman Thomas Garrett dropping his bid for re-election, citing alcoholism. In a statement issued yesterday, Garrett announced he is seeking treatment for it. Garrett posted a video of himself saying, quote, "Any person, Republican, Democrat, or independent, who has known me for any period of time and has any integrity knows two things. I am a good man, and I'm an alcoholic," end quote. The price for a gallon of gasoline still climbing, up 3.5 cents from last week to a national average of $2.97 a gallon. But there could be relief in sight, as we hear from John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, tells us about that possible relief.
Well, gas prices have gone up, but they may begin moving back down. That's thanks to OPEC signaling last week that it was ready to raise production. That led to a big drop in the price of oil, which fell $5 a barrel and may pave the way for lower gas prices this week.
Gasoline is the cheapest in South Carolina at $2.64. California has the highest at $3.76 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
And professional eating champion Joey Chestnut has another eating contest award to his credit. The San Pedro Fish Market World Famous Shrimp Eating Championship was held yesterday on the USS Iowa near Long Beach, California, and Chestnut won the event, downing 77 shrimp. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.